Hello, good morning students. Welcome to e-learning session for class 9th. Today we'll deal with the second module of your lesson, The Last Leaf, written by O. Henry from your textbook, Moments. In the first module, we dealt with a synopsis of the lesson, then the author, then a general view on the lesson, and finally, we ended the module with the characters and just by introducing themes in the lesson. In the second module, we'll deal with a detailed explanation of the lesson. Then we'll understand the themes in the lesson in detail. And then we'll conclude with the hard words that are there in the text. Let us now get started with the second module. The Last Leaf opens with a description of the winding streets of Greenwich Village, New York City, where artists flock to find low-cost apartments with north-facing windows and Dutch style gables. Here the word gables means vertical triangular walls. After they meet at the restaurant, John C. and Sue, the story's protagonists, discover that they have similar taste in art, food, and fashion. So in the month of May, they get a studio apartment together in Greenwich Village, New York. By the month of November, in that city, a pandemic, a pneumonia has hit the whole city. John C., being used to California's warmer weather, falls ill. A doctor assesses her and informs Sue that John C.'s chances of survival are 1 in 10. It is largely because she has lost the willingness to live. She doesn't want to live. Maybe because she is depressed, maybe because of other problems that is not mentioned in the text. In John C.'s room, Sue works on an illustration for a magazine. She hears John C. quietly counting the leaves left on the old and struggling ivy creeper that clings to the brick of the neighboring building. John C. says there are only 6 left. And she has known now for 3 days that she would die when the last leaf falls. John C. speaks such negative things because she is a pessimist painter. Sue asks her not to speak such nonsense and commands her to go to sleep. John C. speaks negative words because she is depressed, and because of her depression, she wants to die. Sue asks her not to speak such nonsense and commands her to go to sleep. Then Sue goes downstairs to keep herself busy with the work. She asks old Behrman to pose for her drawing. As she is an artist, she draws for magazines and she gets money. The 60-year-old Behrman, an old painter, has never found success. He always speaks of creating a masterpiece, but he has never started it. He thinks that he has a special responsibility to protect the young women who live upstairs in the same building. Sue tells Bearman about Chauncey's superstitious belief, about her negative thoughts of dying. She tells him that Chauncey thinks that once the last leaf falls, she would die. Bearman does not agree to this and then denounces such foolishness. Now Chauncey is asleep, so Sue lowers the window shade. In the other room, she and Bearman look unhappily at the rain and snow and wind, which are threatening the final ivy leaves which are left over on the creeper. Chauncey had said that if the last leaf fall from the creeper, she would die. On the other hand, Bearman poses and Sue draws her drawings. See, these two continue with their work. In the morning, Chauncey asks Sue to raise the shed. Miraculously, a single leaf remains attached to the creeper, having withstood the night's storm, wind, and heavy rain. Chauncey now says that it will surely fall by tonight, and then she too will die. But the leaf doesn't fall even the next day. In the morning, Sue raises the shed to reveal that the leaf is still attached. Chauncey stares at the leaf for some time. She then asks Sue for some broth, that is, soup. She now believes that the leaf is there to remind her that it is a sin to wish to die. So students, we see that because of support of Sue and the old painter Bearman, Chauncey becomes an optimist person. Now she has willingness to live because Sue and Bearman have infused in her mind positive thinking, the spirit to live, the value of life, and thus she wants to live. She stops thinking that on the fall of the last leaf, she would die. The next day, the old doctor visits and says that Chauncey's chances are now 50-50. He tells you that she must now visit Bearman, who has a critical case of pneumonia and needs to be taken to the hospital. Now look at that here. Doctor says that Chauncey is going to live. Why? Because positive thoughts are instilled in the mind of Chauncey. The next day, the doctor comes again and says that Chauncey is beyond any danger. However, he informs that Bearman is no more. He died in the hospital after having been ill just for 2 days. Now in that day, in the afternoon, Sue goes to Chauncey and puts an arm around her. Sue explains that Bearman has died. 2 days earlier, the building janitor found Bearman in his room helpless with pain. He was wet thoroughly with rain, and the janitor wondered as to why he would have been out in the miserable night when it was windy, when it was heavily raining, and when it was stormy night. He then found a lantern still lit, a ladder and some green and yellow paints and a brush near the wall. Now Sue asked Chauncey if she ever wondered why the last leaf never moved with the wind, why the last leaf did did not fall, where the last leaf was not blown away by the wind. When Sue doesn't get response, she says that it is because Behrman painted it the night the actual last leaf fell, and he contracted pneumonia in the process. It was Behrman's greatest masterpiece. So Behrman painted that masterpiece. That was his dream, and that dream was a life-saving dream. That life-saving dream came into actuality, and that saved the life of John C. Students, let us now move on to the themes of the lesson. There are following themes that can be drawn from the lesson: friendship, sacrifice, hope, pessimism, that is negative thinking, superstition, that is false thinking, optimism, that is positive thinking, and there could be a few more as well. Sacrifice. Where do we find sacrifice in the lesson? The important message that the lesson gives is the spirit of sacrifice. That is the central point here, and we too need to sacrifice our life, our things for others. Here, the old artist Behrman sacrificed his life so that John C.'s life could be saved. In this process, he also achieved his ambition of painting a masterpiece. Optimism. Yes, students, as I said in the first module, that we have to develop positive thinking. We have to become an optimistic person. Okay, so here Sue, Behrman, and even the doctor, at least in the last part, are all optimist people. Because of their optimism, the life of John C. was saved. The next theme I see outstanding is friendship. There is a very good friendship between Sue and John C. They share apartments, and then they live together, and they share everything. John C. is taken care by her friend Sue. Sue takes care of her every time when she is sick. And because of her taking care, John C. once again has the willingness to live. And she thought of dying, but then now she thinks of living. The next theme is pessimism. We know, as we have already said, that John C. is pessimistic. That's why she wants to die. Students, if you look at all these themes, one word we can derive which includes or which summarizes the lesson, that is, I think, hope. If we are hopeful, we can live positively. If we are hopeless, or if we are negative, we can ruin our life. Look at that. Sue, Behrman, and Doctor, they are hopeful. They are hopeful about life. They are hopeful that John C. will survive. John C. becomes hopeful to live on being helped and supported by her friend Sue, and also the old painter Behrman. Because of the hope, her life changes. On the other hand, Behrman is also a hopeful person. Throughout his life, he is unsuccessful, but at last he becomes a real successful person as he paints the last leaf, which saves the life of John C. Therefore, students, in conclusion, what we can learn is that we need to have hope. We should not lose our heart. We should never lose hope. We should always have positive thinking. When we think positive, we become positive. When we become positive, life becomes positive and we live and we don't wish to die like John C. To enrich your vocabulary, you may refer to the handout which has difficult words from the lesson. Thank you.